Just to finish off, Helena, a little while ago you were on the programme and you said that you hated getting up in the morning, couldn't face it, alarm clock wrenching you from your pit.
That's right.
And you have spawned a huge email response of people with possible solutions for you. Jen Brokman in Colombia said that she's got a system which uses natural sounds and soft beeps and things, which you programme the time and it gently wakes you up by getting louder.
We've
also got Catherine Meissner, who is in Bellingham in Washington in the United States, and she said that she's got a clock which it has a progressive light that starts 30 minutes before your wake-up time and also includes sounds and scents, so you can also make yourself wake up with nice smells. So we'll put the email, the details of that one on our website. Also, Cara Sentence says you can definitely get alarm clocks that light up gradually, and that might ease Helen's problem. Martin Holden, he's in the Netherlands, said he went to a chemist shop and he got one called a Lumi Body Clock Advanced, which you set sunrise to start 30 minutes before you want to wake up and you're guaranteed to wake up. So that's good.
Sounds fantastic.
And we've also got the Dream Machine. Maxim in Tampa, Florida says that one, same thing. So thank you very much.
Well, I'll have to go and try some of those. I'll have to see what works.
Right, thank you for listening to this week's Naked Scientists. I have to say thank you to Jim Gray, Mark Peplow, Chris Valance, and also our production team, Ben Valsler, Mary Synthalingham, Diana O'Carroll, and Petro Minch. Next week, we're investigating the phenomenon of why does bread always land butter side down? Or does it? You can help us. Join us on next week's Naked Scientists.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.